Hello.
Hello.
Yes, is William Tapscott there?
Speaking.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing our community, your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Now, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, we'll vote.
Yeah.
What is your age?
74.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino or other?
Well, I'm Irish, so what is Irish?
Okay.
Irish is white.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave it as white Caucasian.
Sure.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I'm a patriot, first of all, but we are Republicans.
A strong Republican or not a strong?
A strong Republican.
Now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't.
Do you somewhat or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, he's a complete zero.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strong, strongly, strongly disapprove.
Yes.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm gonna go ahead and provide them to you. Border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy. You can select.
Border and inflation, and absolutely, we're pro-life.
On, baby.
Okay. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Raul Garcia?
No comment.
Joe Kent?
50.
Maria Cantwell?
I'd give her a 1.
Donald Trump?
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
You know what? What was her biggest push? Can you tell me that?
Yes, in this case.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me what her biggest, her flagship, I suppose, something that she would that she was really rant on? I'm not really happy with her. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the number would be on her.
What are you saying? I don't know
where they're sitting. Please select 0 to 100.
Pardon me?
Yes. Please provide to me a 0 to 100.
With Perez?
Yes.
25.
25?
Yes.
What about the woke liberals in Congress?
That's 0. That's all 0.
What about the MAGA Republicans?
100.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
No, absolutely Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Joe Kent.
Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very small chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
An odd chance, just a small chance.
Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. 0 to 10. 0, not important at all. 10, very important.
Did you give me an individual, or are you asking me for what?
Yes.
How much?
For the following statements, please tell me how important that is, using a scale from 0 to 10. The statement is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
Absolutely, yes. That's a 10, yes.
And a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right?
Extremism, I don't like that word. I can't answer that one.
I don't know.
Okay. a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Scott, what are you saying?
Yeah, workhorse 10.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Oh, absolutely, 10.
And someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
Yeah, that's a 10.
I heard you.
And a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
Yes, that's a 10.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason. To support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. Five means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and zero means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between zero to ten. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin cost at $35 per month. And she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. Would you say that is not a convincing at all, a zero, somewhat convincing, a five, or a very convincing, a 10? You may choose 0 to 10.
No, I would say very convincing, yes. It's a 10.
And Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. How would you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
That's a 10.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. How would you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
That's a 10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
You got me there. I'd have to think about it.
Okay. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which would lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. How would you rate it? 0, no doubts at all. 5, some doubts. And 10, some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent.
10, on this issue of serious doubts.
Okay. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even if in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. How would you say about that statement? 0 being no doubts at all about supporting him, 5 some doubts, and 10 serious doubts.
Serious doubts.
After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
No.
I think I'm a little caught with that.
Yeah.
I guess may have been out of the loop a little bit. I don't know with Kent.
Would you say somewhat or much less likely?
Maybe somewhat. I'm not sure.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit. I'm not sure with Joe Kent. I'm not sure. I don't think I can answer that. So I guess I would have, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. He's a veteran. I'm a veteran. And so, you know, he's a brother. And so, and I know that just because they're brothers doesn't mean there's good brothers and bad brothers. So I don't know. I'm a little caught with that one.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know what you're saying. Yes.
In the last few questions, will be for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, the PhD, MD, etc.
Just from college to the military.
I don't know what you're saying.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
54 years of marriage.
Yes.
Susan, please, honey. Hang on.
I heard you.
And do you have any children 18 years?
Excuse me. Are we about ready to wrap this up?
We at 94%. It will take less than 1 minute. Do you have...
My wife is getting a little bit antsy. So...
I'm gonna make it quick. I'm gonna take less than a minute. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a week? Twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
This is a Christian household. No, we're not. We are not attending church, but we should be.
Oh.
Would you say you do hardly ever or several times a year?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
But we are Christians and we are believers.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You both have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye-bye.